Good morning and welcome to another episode of Monday Coffee with Jordan. This is where I share my inspiration and hope for the week, and hopefully it gives you hope and inspiration also. This past Sunday, we kind of had an interesting Sunday. Our director of family and children's ministries, Allie, had slipped in our parking lot and hit her head, so she had a mild concussion and couldn't give her sermon, which she was planning on Sunday. So Russ and I kind of pivoted, and we decided to do a quiz the pastors type of Sunday again, where people can write down their questions and we'll try to answer, attempt to answer some of them. So this Sunday I had a question from somebody, actually two that were very similar, that I answered in the service. One of them was called, or one of them said, how does the incarnation of God's Spirit affect your relationship with other people, especially people you violently disagree with about important issues? The other one was, sometimes it feels like everyone is so angry. How can everyone be wrong and also be right? And so this idea of our polarization of our culture, of our politics, of our religions, of everything, where it's very dualistic, where it's either or, instead of saying yes and, it can be that and that, instead of no, if it's not that, it has to be that. So my answer kind of walked around how I think, especially America, if you want to talk about politics, what makes our country great is the competition of ideas and the sharing of those ideas and ideologies and philosophies. It also is true for our religion, for our faith, that the more sharing we have of ideas, of theology, of the ebb and flow of ideas, that really makes us better. And I think we have come to this place where we just want to win. We treat politics, we treat religion like a sports game. This is our team. This is what we believe. Anybody else against that, we have to beat them into submission, and they're going to be the losers because we're going to be the winners. And I don't think government or religion should work like that. It is not about winners and losers. But instead, I talk about Philippians 2, where it talks about having the same mind of Christ, of and how Christ emptied himself and didn't see himself as equal to God, but humbled himself to the point of obedience to death on a cross. So I just want to share a couple of things that has helped me in my life for when I disagree with somebody, and how do we move forward? So for me, one of the most helpful things has been the awareness of myself. So when I'm talking with somebody with different political ideas or theological ideas than me, I always ask myself, what button is that pushing? Because there's eventually going to be something they say that really makes me ticked off or angry or uncomfortable. And so I have to look deep into myself. Why is that pushing my buttons? What about it? And so I think not many of us do that, especially when it comes to politics and religion. So learning how to look inward and be like, what is that triggering inside of me? Maybe it has nothing to do with that person, but it was some experience I had in my own life. Then start to think, is that experience everyone's experience, or is that just a small sample size? And how does that affect how I view this overall? So then you're doing the work of self-introspective work. The other thing that helps me is when we kind of think about, well, I don't want to be willy-nilly, there is absolute truth. And I'll say, sure. But I think a lot of us have different centers for that. One of the things that has helped me be centered on having truth and standing up for something is the fact that for me, if anything, whether it's policies, politics, theology, if any of that strips somebody of their image of God, of their humanity, then it is wrong. That goes against God's will. It goes against God's plan for us on this earth to bring heaven to earth now. So when we start tearing each other apart, when we have policies that take away the humanness of people, or theologies that keep us from loving people as Jesus loved them, then that's my center where that is not okay. And so when you work from that point and go on out, you can create the framework you want. But that's kind of helped me. And so So the framework or the center of if it takes away the image of God of somebody, their humanness, it's wrong. And then just kind of just keeping a check on yourself on why certain things are triggering you more than others. And that's kind of where I'm at with this question and where we are in our society. So I hope that gives you a little bit of groundwork and homework and a place to start for this week that gives you hope. We'll see you next time. Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or any popular podcast platforms. Our worship times are on Sundays at 9 and 10:45 a.m. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends, and we will see you next time.